From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson switches gears on a bailout plan. An automaker bailout bill is sputtering in the U.S. Senate, and students could be expelled for spray-painted threats against President-elect Obama. Joining us today for our reporters' roundtable, we've got Aaron Haynes, an Associated Press writer based in Atlanta, and Jerome Vaughn, the news program director for WDET in Detroit, Michigan. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
So this week, Secretary Henry Paulson announced he was changing the $700 billion financial rescue plan to focus more on providing consumer credit. So yesterday, he came on NPR's All Things Considered and told host Robert Siegel he believed the government was making progress.
I think in terms of the challenges, in terms of working through this economic downturn, let me tell you, it took a long time to build up these excesses. It's going to take a good while to work through this period. And the first focus, as I said yesterday, should be on recovery and repair.
So, Aaron, mixed reviews from politicians, from journalists, from the market to this idea of really changing around what the bailout plan is. But in general, do you think that we are moving in the right direction, or are there signs that we're moving in the right direction?
Well, I think, like Secretary Paulson said, you know, he mentioned this being about recovery and repair and confidence in the market. And so he's indicated that this now may be the best way to right the market and get the economy headed in the direction that he would like to take it in. At the same time, you've got, certainly consumers, politicians, journalists and other observers kind of balking at what appears to be a bait and switch.
Now, Jerome, I want to focus in a little bit more on Detroit, your city, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the auto industry in a second. But first of all, overall, what do you think people in Detroit are looking at in the next 4 or 5 years in terms of changes to the city and changes to the economy?
They're really, really very worried about what's going on with the auto industry. There have been phrases used, words used in the past several weeks that, I've never heard in my, 40-plus years here in Detroit. Questions about whether General Motors or Ford are going to survive. Back in the 80s, there was talk about Chrysler, but never General Motors and Ford. And that really has people here quite concerned about their livelihoods, because just about everybody knows somebody who works for an automaker or has a relative who works for an automaker or in one way or another is tied to the automaker. So people are really worried about whether the city of Detroit is going to be able to survive if General Motors goes away. Part of what's happened recently is the city council is asking for a bailout package now of $10 billion because they're so worried about it. So, I mean, that's the watchword of the day, is really worry and anxiety.
Well, let's talk specifically about bailing out automakers. Auto sales have dropped 5.5%. And there's a question about whether or not the government should step in, whether there should be an auto bailout bill. There's a proposal in the Senate to loan $25 billion to GM and Ford and Chrysler. But a lot of politicians are saying, no, we can't spend this money, whether it's that they don't want to spend it on this or whether they don't want to spend any more money, period. So what is the assessment on the ground in Detroit? Obviously, Detroit has a very vested interest in this, but what's the assessment on the ground of whether or not a bailout could help the automakers and thus help Detroit?
I think just about everybody is biased in Detroit, obviously. I mean, most people think this would be a good thing. It's going to help the automakers get through this rough patch. But it's not as unanimous as you might think. I mean, I think there are a number of people who say, all right, bailouts aren't necessarily going to work. They're not bailing me out, with my mortgage. They're not bailing me out with my small business. So I think there's some anger there, too, at the same time. But I think most people understand that they want to keep the auto industry going because that's their livelihood, in some degree of separation.
There are so many different things going on. It's like politics is like not just a 3-ring circus right now. It's about a 75-ring circus. And one of the things is how have the elections continued to play out? One of the elections that's going into a challenge is in Georgia, Aaron. We're talking about Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss and a Democratic challenger, Jim Martin. And how fierce is the campaigning? What's the situation with that race?
Well, obviously, Georgia is seen as critical in this bid for, you know, the 60 seats for Democrats. But neither Senator Chambliss nor Jim Martin won the 50% required on Election Day. In fact, it was something like 49.8 to 46.8 Chambliss to Martin, with a Libertarian candidate, Alan Buckley, getting about 3.4% of the vote. He will not be in the runoff here next month. And although John McCain won Georgia 52% to 47%. Georgia is still very much in play, as well as Minnesota and Alaska, which are also looking at runoffs. And it's actually very contested, despite the fact that Saxby Chambliss had about a $12 million war chest compared to Jim Martin's $3 million war chest. It appeared that Jim Martin was kind of underestimated here in the beginning, and Senator Chambliss has been accused of kind of getting in the game, challenging him, really going after him kind of late in the election, which may have led to this runoff situation here. But it certainly looks to be a race that's going to be contested here going into the final weeks leading up to the runoff. John McCain was just here yesterday stumping for Senator Chambliss, and Mike Huckabee is expected to come here and do the same. And about 100 volunteers, from President-elect Obama's campaign have now been deployed to Georgia to work on behalf of Jim Martin, although it's unclear whether or not President-elect Obama himself will be making an appearance down here for Jim Martin.
Are the voters disconcerted in any way to not have this settled at this point?
Well, I don't know that it's disconcerted. I think the question is whether or not, people who were so energized around the election will come out again for a runoff. Like I said, it was actually pretty close in Georgia, like I said, 52 to 47. There was a lot of excitement, a lot of increase in the number of voters for President-elect Obama. Not clear whether or not that's going to help help Jim Martin this time around. Not sure whether the excitement for John McCain here in Georgia, now that he ended up losing, is going to translate for Senator Chambliss.
Jerome, there's also the question of who's going to get appointed into the Obama administration. Senator Hillary Clinton is now rumored to be on President-elect Barack Obama's list for Secretary of State. How serious do you think that that possibility is, and what would be the pros and cons of her taking a position like that?
Well, from what I hear, I think it's a credible choice for Secretary of State. I think, as Barack Obama said earlier, he's looking for people who are going to challenge him, may have been rivals at one point. He's also looking for a very diverse cabinet. Hillary Clinton would bring a good deal of prominence to that position, as well as politically bring more people onto his team that were at odds with him previously. So I think that's a good possibility. But, there were many other names out there, John Kerry, Bill Richardson, who would also bring something great to that job. In a number of ways, it's almost like, it would be better to have four or five secretaries of state to bring everybody in. But I think it would be a credible choice.
Aaron, I also want to take a look at some of the cultural debates. There's been some anti-Obama graffiti popping up after the election, and in one case, four students at North Carolina State University admitted that they spray-painted messages that included a racial slur and also suggested shooting Senator Obama in the head. Now, North Carolina NAACP wants the students expelled. The school says it won't expel them because they spray-painted the messages in a tunnel that's meant for free expression, sort of like a poster board, style situation. So do you think that these students crossed the line, particularly since threats against the president, and of course Senator Obama is not yet the president, are given a very different legal look than threats against private individuals?
Well, yes. I mean, I think we've already seen that, these threats are being taken very seriously. You know, we had the situation recently here in Tennessee of, you know, a thwarted plot to, you know, possibly do harm to President-elect Obama and others in the black community. With this particular situation, again, you have threats that talk about, you know, killing President-elect Obama. That's certainly something that they would want to take seriously. And we're seeing this kind of racial backlash actually, you know, popping up in different places. And certainly things like things that would be perceived as you know, life-threatening are going to get a closer look and will be and people will be calling for more swift action against people who would make such threats, even if it is on a wall of, you know, quote unquote free expression. You know, that doesn't make it any less dangerous,
Jerome,
you know, to some folks.
Jerome, just quickly, do you think that incidents like this are bound to keep happening? Do you think that they should be treated as serious threats?
I think they are going to keep happening. I mean, you know, we've been talking about race for the past year. Things are better than they were, but, you know, things aren't completely peachy and rosy by any stretch of the imagination. That's going to continue to happen. And once Barack Obama is president, I think they should be taken the same way as threats against any president are taken, mm-hmm. very seriously, very legally, because we know, you know, there was that case in Georgia. There will be other cases. It needs to be taken seriously and nipped in the bud as much as possible.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
We were talking to Jerome Vaughn, news program director for WDET in Detroit, Michigan. He joined us from their studios. And Erin Haynes, Associated Press writer in Atlanta. She joined us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting.